every journey has to start from the right place. You know, if I were to give you directions from my office to my house, and I would give you direction 3 blocks this way, turn left, and I lay that out for you explicitly, step by step. If you leave from my outside my office door, if you leave from there, you're going to get where you need to go. You're going to get to my house. But if you just do something minor and you flip it and you leave from another location, no matter how earnestly you follow the directions, you're not going to end up at the desired result. So if you start from the wrong place, you will end up at the wrong destination. And when we, if we don't start stewardship talking, if we don't start teaching stewardship from a position of our created identity and our baptismal identity, what we end up with is a destination that is about what we do. It's about legalism. It's about guilt. It's about manipulation. And we've all been subject to stewardship teaching like that. And that's the stuff that grinds people's gears. You know, if you only gave up, I live in Wisconsin, so if you give up one fish fry a month, well, that's culinary blasphemy up here. But what it's doing is it's talking about how we do stewardship, you know, ponying up the money or what we do. But if you see this as a natural flow from who we are and what God has made us to be, now all of a sudden this is no longer a burden. It's no longer a manipulation. I am living out the purpose for which God has redeemed me, has created me. And therefore, I'm not being manipulated. I'm not compelled. I am willingly doing this in faithful response.